Hello, and this is Ebony Regans, your relationship coach and your host of Relationships Really Do Matter podcast. I am back, and we're going to follow up with part two of Why Are You Settling? Now, there are many questions that I want you to think about. Part one, we talked about, are you settling? So I wanted you to take some time out to just think about the things that you're doing consciously, intentionally, the decisions that you're making, the patterns, the actions, even if there are no actions at all, or if you're indecisive, just know that no decision is an action. It is a choice. You are making a decision to take no action, to make no changes. Therefore, you are making that decision, and it's intentional. And although you don't see anything happening in the present, but it's always making a difference over the long term. It has long-term effects when you make no decision to take action, to take control over your life situations, things that you're experiencing. And so that's why I ask the question to you, why are you settling? Think about the reasons why you might be choosing the things that you're choosing, the people that you're choosing to interact with or have in your life to be in relationship with. Think about the decisions that you're making. Why are you making those decisions? Is it because you're comfortable? Is it because you feel like there's nothing else possible for you? Do you feel like it's easier this way? Are you in your comfort zone? Because inaction is everything. I mean, if you're not taking action, then you're making a decision. And that decision that you're making could cost you a lot in life. It can cost you unhappiness. It can cause you to have unhappiness, but it can cost you your happiness. It can cost you a great loving relationship with a partner that really fully loves and adores you and supports you. It could cost you your livelihood. It could cost you your family, the relationship that you have with your parents, your children, your coworkers. It can cost you anything. If you really look at it, if we don't choose to make good decisions for ourselves, and not settle. If you want change, you have to make a decision whether you want to continue to settle and just accept things as they are. But again, I must ask why. Look at your standards, your beliefs, your values, your negotiables, your non-negotiables. The things that you're committing to, does it make sense? The people that you're committing to, do they make sense to even be in your life or to be making the commitments that you're making? Because every day that you make a choice to commit to someone or something, it can affect you in a negative way. And you must ask, are the individuals that you have in your life and the things that you are allowing to consume you, whether it is drinking, smoking, whether it is gambling, whether it is, taking on responsibilities that it's way too much for you to handle. It is consuming you. It is consuming you, and it's taking life, energy, time. It's taking all those things from you. It's taking the time that you could be focusing on doing the things that you really need to be doing in life. It's taking the energy that you could be putting towards something that's going to make significant change, create significant joy and happiness in your life, a better relationship with people that really respect you, understand you, adores you, that has unconditional love that they are willing to give towards you, affection, patience, honesty, you know, and it's affecting your livelihood, meaning that anytime you're living in a dysfunctional or your body is at dis-ease, it creates disease, sickness. Stress can create all kinds of things that can allow other things to happen. And that's when we start creating situations in our life that can deteriorate the health and well-being of our livelihood. And those are things that we must consider, that while we think the simple things, that we're making simple decisions to not put forth the effort in making the positive changes that we really need. We think that those simple decisions do not affect us, but over the long term of our life, they are affecting us in a mighty way. And we really should ask ourselves, are we okay with that? Are we okay with just knowing that the decisions and the mediocre and the contentment, and that's going to be another topic that we're going to talk about, mediocre and content, being content, understanding what are we moving toward, what are we trying to create, what are we looking forward to in life when we are not making the right decisions for ourselves, when we're not going in the right direction. So I want us all to just kind of think about our choices, our decisions, the people, the things that we're doing, people that we're connecting with, the relationships that we have in our lives. Are they functional? Are they dysfunctional? Are they working? Are they confusing? Are they conflicting? Or is it drama? Because we don't have time for drama. And then, are you living a lie? And the word lie is something I really want you to pay close attention to. Because the question that I'm asking you is why are you settling? And could it be because you're simply living a lie? And this lie that I'm talking about is not typically what you think about when you tell someone that they're telling a lie or you say that I lie. But I want you to think of it in this format. A lie that you may be living in is living in your emotions. So when you're lying to yourself, you're living in emotions. And if you don't choose, you lose. If you don't choose for yourself, then you lose out on every opportunity of your well-being, of the greatness that that life has to offer, the opportunities that you're missing out on having a great romantic relationship with someone that really loves you and a great relationship that you could have with yourself. Because the more you don't choose, you lose. And the more you lie, living in your own emotions, you miss out on the greater gifts of life. So I must ask, why are you settling? And let's deal with that and find out what's the next step. Join me on the next podcast. Hey, I must ask you one question. If you've been listening to the podcast and you have not shared or subscribed to our channel and leave us a rate and review, I'm going to stop you right now and ask you to please do so. Give us a rate, give us a review, and subscribe to our channel, and also share this out with your friends so that they know that we're here and we will be doing recordings, weekly recordings of the Relationships Really Do Matter podcast, and we hope to see you on the next podcast. Did you know that I am currently opening the calendar for virtual sessions with you in mind? If you have a specific topic or specific situation that you need some help, support, and you would mind me contributing to your situation to help you move forward and get unstuck or gain some clarity of how to adjust or transition in your life and relationship, then I would encourage you to go to my website at relationshipsreallydomatter.com and check out our virtual sessions.